Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Clock Talk with Dr. Greg Brennan. How are you today?
Fantastic, Jim.
All right, today we're talking about sleep, blue light, and all the other things attributed to sleep. One of my favorite times of day for 17 hours is to live a great life, but I kind of look forward to going to bed because I have no problem falling asleep. My problem is I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning a lot. Don't need to get up. I just wake up. And then usually about a half an hour later, I go to sleep. So hopefully, as you're talking about sleep and blue light today, you can solve my problem and many others that are out there as well. So tell us about sleep.
Okay. We're talking about there's five major things you got to do to be healthy. Sleep's number one. Without that, you can't recuperate. Two is exercise, eat. Three is exercise. Four is remove stress. And five, restore what you've lost. And you need that to do all those. So I'm going to go over the first thing, understand what a sleep cycle is, what a circadian rhythm is. That will lie to this whole idea of blue light, because blue light is crucial for life and crucial to sleep. The question is how it works. So the body works like we have these thing called sleep cycles. They're roughly 90 to 110 minutes long. We have 4 to 6 of them at nighttime. Where they're broken down into five stages. You have awake. You have sleep. And the sleep part is broken into four. You have what's called non-REM. And you have REM, rapid eye movement. This is important, because this is 75% of the sleep, this is 25% of sleep, and this is a cycle. This is broken down to three stages, and one, and two, and three, and then REM. This is the deepest sleep, is N2. When you look at an EEG, there's actually spine waves. When you're awake, that's called beta waves, and one's called theta waves. These are called K spindle fibers, and this is called delta. REM, believe it or not, when you're sleeping, is also beta waves, because that's when you are actually your deepest dream. This is dreaming. Now, this cycle, as I said, this is the deepest part, and the deepest part is very important. Back to your sleep. You're probably waking up in a REM. That's easy arousable. Here you should not be arousable, and we'll go over in a few minutes what blue light wave could do to that. So when you're here, and by the way, testosterone and growth hormone get you in this deeper sleep, is when your body actually is cleaning out. We have a system called our lymphatic system. You have your arteries away from the arch. You go into your cells, and you have veins collecting all the blood and bringing it back. Also around the cells bringing things back is your lymphatic system. That carries proteins, albumin, coagulants, and it brings all everything back and then dumps it back in the vena cava in the heart. You have one in your brain called the Gila lymphatic system. And that's where you have your distorted proteins. People heard about Alzheimer's disease. You have these tau proteins. You have these amyloid plaques. Those are actually destroyed and built and destroyed by actually estradiol in the beta response receptor site and testosterone. But that's being cleaned up in our deepest sleep. So that's why that's, and you have like 4 to 6 of those every single night. So when you do wake up, it's usually in your REM sleep, waking up, you feel like you may go to the restroom, something like that, and you're more easily arousable. That's number one. But the prepping for bed is really important, because when we wake up, the sun, we have white light, which is all these different wavelengths. Blue light is electromagnetic radiation. It's an energy source, an invisible energy source. And the way our body, when our body gets blue light, when the first sunrise comes, hits the back of our retina, that turns on acetylcholine. It turns on dopamine or norepinephrine, serotonin. Gets our body awake for the day. That's why you're like, that's why you're early rising. You work out, you love that. Now, when the circadian rhythm is a 24-hour cycle, is when the blue light starts to decrease, then your body starts doing a couple of things. GABA's increased. GABA is a inhibitory of excitatory hormone. So now your brain's getting more GABA that's going to block it. It also releases melatonin, gets you drowsy. The problem is we don't live in a day where we have now artificial light. So artificial light could throw off the circadian rhythm. So that's what's important to understand, is these are all neurotransmitters in the brain that we are set to wake in this. When you're in this rhythm, then you feel that way. You sleep well. The problem is with our society, we are, and it's that we get that thrown up. That's the big problem. So sleep disorders have to do with too much blue light wave prior to bed.
So in that 90 to 110 minute cycle, are you are you going through that REM cycle during that time frame and all the other cycles as well?
100%. Every cycle. So you go every single time you go, you set, you start out, your alpha waves are like, you start getting daydreamy. That's alpha waves. Then you play to beta waves. That's N beta wave waves. Then you get to N1, which is theta waves. Now you're sleeping. It's deep sleep, but it's not the deepest. Then N2 is very, very deep. And I messed up. There's actually N3 is your deepest sleep. Then N2, you're getting deep. These different waves change. Then your deepest sleep is the N3 ones. That lasts about, that's the shortest type of your deep. It's about 20 minutes, 20% of your sleep. Then you start to wake out of sleep fire. The beta waves come back up. That's your REM. There's your dreams are coming. But you're atonic. There's certain disease processes like Parkinson's disease, a very sad disease called Lewy bodies, where you have these tumors in your brain that during REM sleep, you actually move. That's when sleepwalking occurs too. It's enough to function, but not enough out of this deep sleep. So the deeper sleep you're in, you should be unarousable. That's the idea. And that's the best part to be.
Interesting.
The key thing is prepping for that, Jim.
But then how do people then stay asleep all night if they're going through these six cycles?
Oh, you're not going to wake up in your REM sleep, even though that's where you could be woken up. Okay.
You're saying the way I understood, the way you explained it, so correct me if I'm wrong, you have the daydreaming part that's the beginning, you finish with the REM, then you go back to daydreaming.
Every 90 minutes you finish the REM, start again.
Yes, but when you get back to that daydreaming.
Oh, no, my bad. That's the first one. You never do the alpha waves again. You go from beta, okay. You go N1, N2, N3 REM, N1, N2, N3 REM, 4 to 6 cycles.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. All right. The beta. You just want people to accord it because there's days you days off. That's a different wave. That's an alpha wave, and that's daydreaming.
Okay. And then you're in REM, I guess. You're in the best dream of your life, and then that alarm goes off. And what does the alarm do to your body at that point?
Well, again, you have your melatonin. And interesting. Again, I told you when you wake up with the blue light wave, you have acetylcholine going up, you have those kind of things. In REM, you actually have acetylcholine. So your body thinks it could be actually move, but the part of your brain that actually controls the movement, the thalamus, won't allow you to move. It's very interesting how it works that way. But yeah, it's nice if you could wake up on your own after the REM ends. That'd be a great way to wake up. But a lot of us have to wake up with the alarm. So the problem, it is a shock to the system. That's exactly what it is. So that's why going to bed earlier prior to that occurrence, you can wake up. The alarm may go off. If your alarm goes off because you got your schedule down where your REM's starting to end, that's fine too. But the best place to sleep is when you wake up on your own.
So prior to all this civilization and light and everything else, in the old days, basically the human being went to sleep once the sun set, right?
That's it. You went out to God. You got to go hang with your wife, hang with your family. Things done down. You fell asleep. That's why people got up earlier before the sun came up, but you had your sleep coming up. You wake up, and then because there is a little blue light right before dawn, the blue light starts to hit. It's the back of the brain, turns on acetylcholine, and the GABA again is inhibited.
All right, so let's talk about some tips on how to sleep better.
Okay, fluorescent lights, LED lights. There's a great book called Circadian Rhythm that talks about this kind of stuff too. And there's the bait. Is it the bait when you're watching your computer, watching your phone? Is it the stimulation of what you're watching keeping you up, or is it the blue light? It appears to be the blue light because it's inhibiting the neurotransmitters that want you to go to sleep. You go try somebody crazy, you put them in a black room when you lose that rhythm. That drives them crazy, right? That's the point. You can go nuts. Before they tested our astronauts, they actually put them in dark rooms and locked them up. How long, who could survive that stuff? Because some people can't. So the key is you want to have in the fluorescent light as low as you can dim. The old lights, if you can get red, yellow, and orange lights, that light wave does not stimulate those as much. And the key is to eliminate blue and green light as the night goes on. So make in your house, make it as dusk as possible. That's the key. And then it's recommend at least an hour of no computer, phone, or TV before you go to bed. That's optimal. Because then your body's ready to fall and go. Dr. Huberman talks about not giving melatonin. I've read people say give melatonin for bed. Melatonin is the number one scavenger of free radicals. There's a lot of benefits to it, but you don't want to turn off your pineal gland from making its own. So I'm torn on which way on that. You have CBDs are very CBD Delta 9 is phenomenal for sleep, decreased inflammation in the brain. Magnesium is fantastic, but not all magnesiums plus go through the blood-brain barrier. It's magnesium 3 and 8 goes through the blood-brain barrier to make your body relax.
What about sleeping pills? The prescription.
They don't put you to sleep. They sedate you. They sedate you.
So tell us, what's the difference?
Sedation is is most likely more, again, it does not put you to sleep. It makes you more of that alpha wave again, more daydreaming than it actually does put you to sleep. Give you an example that happens to some people. You have sleep apnea. You have obstructive. This is more common, or central. It could be a brain tumor. But what happens is you actually don't have a deep N2. You never get deep in N2. So it's easy to be woken up again. So the reason why your body does it is to save its life. You have oxygen receptors in your body to make sure you get oxygen in your brain, so that wakes you up. So that's why it's important to make sure I have people that know get on sleep apnea, so those devices, once they have oxygen content, they sleep through the night as well. So these are things that are very important, Jim, but you want to mimic the outside dusk as much as possible. That's the bottom line. And I know it's hard. I know a lot of us work at night, along with a lot of us have like entertainment at night. And I'm not saying, again, you know, I don't want us to be these, you know, hermits in a cave and put everything down. But I really recommend the most important thing is have no fluorescent light, or some of them have dimmers. Fluorescent by definition makes blue light waves, okay? Have some red lights, have some yellow lights in the house and mimic that, but really turn the TV off. I think it's a great time to be with your wife and husband and your family anyway. Great time to have family time to do that. I think that's the most important.
So the old adage, you know, Superman doesn't need a lot of sleep. That's lie. Actually detrimental to their health.
I was an OBGYN for 30 years. Waking up, I wonder what, I don't know if I ever hit REM. I don't even know what sleeps I did sometimes. And your body can adapt, but you pay the price overhaul. And example, OBGYNs overhaul actually have a lower life expectancy than others. Nurses that work the night shift, some of the most, they work in the stressful time. They're not getting their circadian rhythm, and it has increased depression. There's increase at metabolic syndrome. These are things that you can actually physically see in people by not sleeping. That's why there's nothing better. When we have people that are really sick, you put them in attentional comas, right? Sleep is crucial for the body to heal. Again, back to the brain, wiping out all these misshaped proteins is really, really important. And that's what you need deep sleep for.
And how does testosterone help with sleep?
Testosterone actually makes more brain. It actually makes it talk better, called neuroplasticity. It actually allows the inflammation of the brain to decrease. The number one anti-inflammatory in the body is testosterone, Jim. And that's why the CBDs work, because we have cannabinoid receptors in the brain. And what they do, the CBDs actually decrease inflammation. Inflammation is just terrible. So in the brain is not inflammation. Same thing with magnesium. What it does is it relaxes the brain, the nerve conduction.
There are some people out there, military in general, that, you know, are always on the go. So they train their bodies to basically sleep on a rock if they need to.
And they pay the price. I've been very fortunate to be with the doctor for a lot of them. And their levels, again, the healthy males should be around 1,000 to 1,400. And I got these men that look like the specimen of health with levels under 100. Because the stress, the cortisol is anti-testosterone, in the story, bottom line. And testosterone is anti-cortisol, anti-insulin. So when your body loses reserves or pushed out, you got to replenish those things. And again, this generation has a lower reserve. Every generation, we're starting a lower number. Dr. Travis has a great paper in that, looking at the last 5 decades on how our starting point is much less. And losing testosterone is important. People understand this. We don't lose with age. The longer we live, the more exposed to phthalates, pesticides, the environment. That's what lows is. It's not the age per se. That's not the variable across the horizontal bar. It's time exposure to these neuroendocrine disruptors or chemical endocrine disruptors.
So from a sleep perspective, in addition to, you know, the lights you talked about, obviously the CBD oil, some other things, water, hot showers, any other?
Tryptophan is great. That's why people get tired after eating turkey dinner. Warm milk, same thing as tryptophan and warm milk. Tryptophan helps tremendously, releases your serotonin. Serotonin is actually blocked by GABA, so it works together there. It's just when the blue light waves hit, it increases your temperature and your heart rate. So when you have fake blue light, we may not know our heart's beating faster. We may not feel our temperature higher, but that's where we're fighting. Mm-hmm. So I want to have a time frame. Basically, I call it sleep hygiene. Getting prepared to go sleep. Warm baths, fantastic. Working out at nighttime, terrible. Epinephrine, dopamine, all goes up. That's not a great time to work out. The best time to work out, you started this 30 years ago. It's the morning workout. As the sun comes up, that's when you get your best workouts. So, and on a fasting belly is actually better as well. So again, it's common sense stuff. Turn electronics off, turn the phone off, spend time with your loved ones, period. It's that easy.
Thank you, Doctor. Another great edition of Clock Talk.
Thank you.